This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's newest state park is open again after flooding forced its closure last month. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Heavy rains at Fisher's Peak State Park washed out some of the public facilities already in place, prompting Colorado Parks and Wildlife to close the park. The agency tweeted Saturday that the park is now reopened, although damage is still being repaired. Meantime, the planning process for Fisher's Peak State Park is ongoing. There's a virtual public meeting on Thursday and an online survey that closes next week. More information on both is at fisherspeakstatepark.com. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Colorado Rockies and Major League Baseball have awarded $5 million to several Denver area youth organizations. Some of the recipients include the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Denver and the Denver Public Schools Foundation, which aims to get more kids playing baseball in underserved communities. Jim Kellogg is a Rockies executive.
We understand as the institution, as Major League Baseball and the Colorado Rockies Baseball Club, that we have a philanthropic responsibility to give back to our community and to make a difference within our community.
The money comes from the league's All-Star Legacy Initiative, which gives money to youth programs in communities where the Midsummer Classic is played. Denver will host the All-Star Game July 13th. Fort Collins is at 73 degrees and fair right now. Tonight, it'll be a clear sky, lots of stars, a low of 51 degrees tomorrow, a high of 97. Stay cool. This is CPR.